Anything that is fear-based is sent by the bad ones, your enemy, to lower down your frequency and make you vulnerable to mind control and make you do stupid things. Everything that is fear-based or that stresses you or creates an emotional dependence, it comes from the bad side. The Galactic Federation sends message of empowerment. You are free, you are strong, and we are you willing this. Megan, so this topic is prompted from many emails that I've received and many emails that Ilana has received of women or people coming forward saying that they are either married to Thorhan or married to Valnik or are dating them in some way. And so we both wanted to kind of clarify that. They are military officials, they're military officers. They are here in the presence with the intention of helping, liberate Earth. They are not here to that's part of a psyop. That's been spread around too. They are not here to date any humans or date anyone from Earth. So that is stuff that also might be, if people are getting those downloads, it might be artificial intelligence, looking to discredit Ilana and I, or looking to discredit our movement and turn it into something that it's not. Ilana, yes, I received many emails. Some emails are people saying they dreamt about Thorhan, they met him, they had adventures with him, or some, it's always guys they met me in their dreams, I was there on board ship. I went no. Like go away, no, no. I'm not going doing this thing. I mean Megan and I, we are just normal people, Thorhan and Valnik are normal people. The only difference is that they were born somewhere else. They're from a different culture, a different race. They are not above us. They hate being worshipped, they hate being taken like for what they're not. They're not superior as us. We are all equals, with cultural and technological differences. That's all, cultural, racial and technological differences between us, but we're equal as beings. They're not above, that's conditioning. We need to stop kneeling and stand up. Megan, that's one of the reasons why they can't come out and show themselves, because the human race has been under mind control for so long and have that certain behaviors have been encouraged. So the potential for people to worship them or idolize them is high, or put them on a pedestal or something similar to that. Ilana, they're just normal people. Megan, we've both gotten emails, people pretending to be Valthor, stuff like that. When you met Valthor, did he talk about how it made him feel when he was worshipped, or how, like, did he say anything about that? Ilana, yes, very interesting that you mentioned this. Because Valthor effectively, first I was wondering what's why Thorhan was telling me, oh, Valthor doesn't want to interact with humans anymore, with civilians. It's just interacting with officials and military and having no contact with civilians anymore. It doesn't want to. I went, what happened, why that's tricked. I was really an exception. I mean Thorhan has been working 2 months on the case to try to convince Valthor to speak to me. So yeah, because he said, because when he visited the Pentagon between 1957 to 1960 he wasn't only in the Pentagon. He was also in Russia, but he said he was curious to meet representatives of the Earth cultures. So he decided to meet different men from representing religions and spiritualities, but not high instances, just normal people. And he said, some of them worshipped him so much and they idolized him and they really use his image and his himself to promote their religious beliefs, and he really felt very uncomfortable with that. The thing is, he was, 454, bound to respect the Prime Directive in this regard. That means not to interfere in the evolution of the spirituality of the culture of Earth, not telling them, hey no, sorry, I do not believe in Christianity or whatever. We are aliens, we don't believe in Earth religions. He couldn't say that, because it would have triggered the mind of these people. What, oh, aliens are not Christians, oh oh. That's in the Prime Directive, you do not interfere in the spiritual development of a species. So he say no, I'm done with them, because people were like worshipping him and he said yeah, we're not ready. Saw something he told me, he said humans are not ready yet, and I understand, I understand. Megan, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Is there anything else that you can think of that we need to talk about? Ilana, I would last thing say that there's a lot. It's the final combat. All the people who are the lightworkers who are on the front line are attacked a lot and harshly, because the enemy is losing and they try their last blast. So I've been attacked. Your mom had the men in black at her house. Many friends of mine who are on the front line have severe attacks. And when they cannot attack us, because we are protected, they attack people around us like your mom. Like I know people next tome have been attacked to cause disruption in our frequency to scare us, that we lower our frequency. And we then able to be attacked. Things like that to scare us. Fortunately all of us are on the front line, we are so protected. But we feel the attacks. The AI attacks are something that people need also to be aware, that's not all the attacks are AI, but it can have different things that are sent to attack you. But the AI attacks are very cunning. They will make you believe that they are whoever you want them to be, and that's very cunning. Do not do channeling just for fun. Do not try to contact TT like opening your protections, that's so dangerous. Not now. Connect with your guide, your spirit guides, go within, raise your frequency and see who's there. But do not open yourself to the outside, because the predators are all around you at the moment. They tried to get us, so be careful. Megan, anytime you have like a delusion or you have an idea that's coming from like maybe ego or it's a projection like a need, there's something that needs to be validated within you and you start channeling there's you're going to send out a frequency. It's not going to be a high frequency and they're going to be able to recognize it. So say you're like, oh, I want to connect with I don't know Mary Magdalena, but you're still very nervous and you just start to there's going to be an entity that knows that and they'll come through that way. Instead just connect with yourself and that's what I would say too. Elena, you will spot these people who are manipulated by the enemy, because they will have changed narrative into something a bit doom and gloom, saying that the Galactic Federation is bad, that our allies are in fact working with the enemies, spreading confusion. You will see also these people claiming that they are reincarnation of very historical famous people, such as Joan of Arc or things like that. And also that they are super powerful like I know there's an E at the moment, she's queen of the galaxy and she can crush everyone and travel interdimensionally and she has superpowers. These people. We are normal girls, and we don't pretend to be something else that we are not. Megan, normies trying to kick out the baddies. 455, the 18th of September 2021, stand up. A message from the Galactic Federation of Worlds https://www.youtube.com/watch. V=0LJ0PG9M. I ask you all to be brave. This is the final combat. This is the time of confusion, of doubt, of fear, but also of courage and of resilience. Hope must be kept in your heart as your fuel. The intention is what leads you into battle. Love, for not only the humanity of terror, but love for all life in this galaxy. For this battle, it is what it is about, protecting all life, protecting and defending first those who are the future, the children. Our kids. We are fighting for them, not for us but for them. Because it is them, who already are the future. They already carry in them the seeds of this future and they will remember us. The forefathers and the foremothers who set this world free, who overcame the millennial enemy who has been terrorizing the whole galaxy for eons. Us, the warriors from the stars and the warriors from Terra united together, we have made this victory happening. And our children and grandchildren will remember us and honor us for our sacrifice, for our courage and for not having lost help during the times of the deepest, scariest, harshest darkness. Keep peace and calm, and quiet in your heart. May your sword always be moved by an intention of love. Love, the greatest weapon. Now. Stop kneeling, stop complaining and stand up. Face it. You are stronger than this. You have survived until now, for this very moment, and everything you've known as trials, wounds, scars, hardships, was only to prepare you for this right moment, now, because it is now the moment you came for. It is time you stand up, and time you do what you are meant to do here. The whole galaxy trust Ainu, so trust in yourself, know who you are. You are amazing. Stand up. 456, the 24th of September 2021, Implants Explained by Megan and Lingo. https://www.youtube.com/watch. v=6v5 IC not transcribed yet. 457. The 28th of September 2021. Q&A open questions. https://www.youtube.com/watch. v=WLVSMQFGW_ubook promotions. Tonight I will do a book review of three books I liked, where my illustrations are in so. Elka Crystal Grids, The Art of Healing with Crystals. Do you recognize this lady? Alka's Lena, The Star Traveler. That's the book she's written because she works a lot with crystals. Look at the size of this book, it's huge and it's very thick and it's aerially comprehensive about crystals. It's an encyclopedia with all the crystals and color photos. For each category you have the associations with what you can associate it, the chakras, the elements, the candles, the flowers, which herb, which planet and which zodiac sign the crystal or the gem or the mineral corresponds to, and what you can do with it. What are the metaphysical and properties used? So you have for animals, for children, for the environment, for finance and prosperity, for health and healing, for home, for travel, for love, for protection, for psychic abilities and so ritual work, everything. This book is a kind of a Bible, you can have, if you start to do work with crystals. She also shows how to do crystal grids. There are tables at the end. It's quite impressive. I really recommend this book. Second book I will show, it's kind of a Bible also, but for totally different topic. I've done illustrations for this book. Luke Eastwood, The Druid Garden. https://lukeeastwood.com/books/The Druid Garden. Who is a scholar and a druid, and so it is all about gardening in the way of the ancient druids in harmony with nature, because the druids we are honoring the planet, honoring all life and protecting our life and working with the seasons and the plant spirits and the nature spirits and all good energies and the energies of light of love protection. So good magic. My drawings illustrate this book. You have also all the story of the history of gardening and agriculture throughout the ages since the first signs of agriculture. The Druid Garden by Luke, it's for all those who want to garden in the way of the ancient and in the way of the Druids, with the knowledge of nature. The third book, William Branley, The Gods of Eden, it's another Bible. This is the Bible for all the mysteries of humanity, explained. This book, you need to read it. If you are here watching my channel, that means you're the kind of person who needs to read that. In this book I learned so much. I learned about the Anunnaki. I learned about the first ET waves that have come into Earth, all the hybridization programs, all what humanity has been used in. It's absolutely mind-blowing, the researchers in this book. 458. It's short chapters, I like that. You can read few pages and do something and then read another short chapter. I learned a lot about the chronology with the Anunnaki and the start of the Cabal. How did all the Kabbalah started? I learned about the all the Freemasonry. How did this started on all the ruling dark families? How did they come on the first on the stage? Or the banking families, how they are all interlinked with some royalty branches. This guy nails it. He really says it all, and it's really synthetic and like compact and dense with information. The birth of Freemasonry, I'm just reading at the moment about the order of Melchizedek. You know what Melchizedek was, a priest in Jesus' time, but the Freemasons, that's very important thing. I read today the Freemason were Christianity based group. But then there were important people like was the Rothschild, and he wanted to be part of Freemasonry because he was very important people, a person character, and so they had to create a special lodge which was for especially Jewish, the Order of Melchizedek. So I was wondering who this Order of Melchizedek was, And in fact it's a Freemasonry lodge. I didn't know that. So all the Frank Strangers, he was part of it, he was a Melchized person of this lodge and all those like, and I know why. Now Valthor told me that Frank Strangers just used him and his image to promote his religion. But then that goes further than that. That's food for thought. Dot and in it also, I oh my god, I'm going to break some hearts. Well, up to you to believe this guy William Bradley, but I believe him, because I mean the researches he has made and all historical facts you can really cross to compare. A chapter that really blew my mind was about Saint Germain and how Saint Germain has been used by counterintelligence throughout the New Age movements to lure people away from the path of self-empowerment and awakening. Oh my god. You learn in this book that Saint Germain was Akhenatist. He was a con man. He was a spy for different governments and different countries. He was very sharp, very clever, and he deliberately invented created myths about himself. And he even says it. He told this to one person, I think a king or a very important royal person. I think it was the King of France. He says to him, he confesses that he has invented myth like he was way older or that was a time traveler, just to make himself be believed as someone mystical, and he even confesses it? That's absolutely mind-blowing. So plenty of like goodies in this book. Dot first thing, be gentle with each other. I know people, different people think different things and it's nice to cross opinions. Because it's by comparing the way we see things that we trigger the mind and then we say oh wow, yes, this person said that to me so it takes me out of my comfort zone and yeah, food for thought. And that's how you progress. Always critical mind listen and compare and see what resonates with common sense and with your heart. Because now you know there is a lot of confusion. A lot of different narratives to unite people together to find what people have in common, because it is united that this world will survive. It is united in what we have in common, united in our differences, that is what a federation is. United in our differences, differences of races, species, cultures, spirituality, thinking, beliefs, choices. All of this is not what separates us. It is what makes us an individual sovereign being. And as an individual serene being with our own critical thinking, our own sovereign free will, we unite with others who are different. But we unite together. And this is how we win, in love, without any judgment, compassion, acceptance. I know in these times it is very difficult for many people who have relatives and people they love, who have taken a choice, regarding to something they choose to do to their body. You know what I'm talking about. Some of you who are watching me now disagree with these choices and would, 459, rather these people they love do not take this decision, because we believe I believe like you that this is harmful what I'm talking about. But then you need to tell them what you think, you need to tell them why you believe it's not good, it's gonna harm them. Do the best you can. But then once you've delivered your message, the choice is always in their hand, in their heart. What they want to do to their own being and body is their last final choice and you need to respect their choice, not judge them. Of course you may be sad, you may fear for them. But at the moment they do it by free choice. Well then if they have been influenced by fear to do it, it's their decision, they choose to do it for whatever reason. Then you say okay, well fair enough, I honor your decision as a free sovereign human being, but I will be here and I am here because I love you. And I will be here for you whatever happens, whatever you choose to do, because you love them. First try to convince them that you think differently doesn't work, it's fine. Then we're meant to do this, choice you know. We do not want the dark ones to influence our decisions. We don't like that. We don't like to be forced. So we must respect this, that not to force others, not to use the methods of our enemy towards our friends. No. I mean that's what I want to do, free will is it's a cosmic law, it's the greater cosmic law as I've been explained by my friends upstairs. It's a greater cosmic law, because it is the law of evolution. When your power is taken away because people take the decision for you, you are not free and the evolution is blocked. It is by your choices that you evolve. And sometimes harmful choices are necessary for someone to understand something and grow from it. As a shaman, I know well these things, that sometimes you need to die a little bit in order to be born to the next level of consciousness. Everyone who have gone through the dark night of the soul know about that. So this is it, just free will, the greater cosmic law. And our enemies know that, and that is why they always try to get you to give your consent, and fear is consent. Q. Tell us more about Elohim, please. I will really encourage everyone to watch the interview I made with my good friend William Watkins about the Elohim. Q. Are the Galactic Federation of Worlds and the Alliance still working on saving people in Thetunnels? Yes, they do. There is about 10% of underground that are yet to be cleared. It's a very difficult job, but we are getting there. The Earth Alliance, which is the collaboration of what you call White Hats, different benevolent military forces from different countries on Earth, have allied with the forces of the Galactic Federation of Worlds to fight in the undergrounds and in space. This program has been set up since the 1940s started and really got a jump start when Commander Valthor arrived in 1957. It's still going on, but it's nearly the dot. The last zones that are to be liberated have been locked, because that's the way they do. They are not going to just rush into the underground and go wild, the Alliance. That's suicide. So what they do, because you know the undergrounds well, where all the baddies hide, well, we're hiding. It's on many different levels, and it's so wide, and they have super speed trains. So it's mission impossible. So what they do, they isolate a section by blowing up tunnels, for instance. Once a section is isolated, it would be the Earth military on their own. They will just napalm everything? No, it is the Earth Alliance. The Earth Alliance is Earth military 50% and 50% Galactic Federation of World Soldiers and Tactical Command, Logistics. The tactics of the Galactic Federation of Worlds is to first give a chance. You always do. Thatzu and draw face consequences. If you choose to surrender, we will, ourselves with our ships, 460, evacuate you and bring you at the border of your star system. A lot of reptilians have chosen this. If you can figure out the reptilians, they have a little bit the stamina of the Klingons in Star Trek. There's also about honor or stuff, but you know a lot of them chose to being sent back to their star system and accepted surrendering. The Greys are different. They don't have the same mind. They have a hive consciousness mind, and they don't care. They don't care. Most of them, a lot of them, have synthetic bodies, so they don't care to die. The Greys are more problem than the reptilians. Often I have been asked, yes, the Galaxy Federation, they could end this war in 1 hour. First, the Galactic Federation of Worlds is not here to save us. They're not our saviors. We're not giving up our way to them. TT don't want this. But they are here to assist us and support us to save ourselves, because it is all what it is about, to empower us, to help us retake our own world. Because as we do that, we free ourselves from slavery mind control, and we take back our home ourselves, armed with evolve. We are in an abusive relationship with the deep state, and when you are in an abusive relationship, no one can save you but yourself. That's what's happening. So that was first. And second, you need to think that in all these facilities there are humans, slaves, prisoners, subjects for experiments, hybrids, poor creatures, and everything has the right to life as equal. So they are going to try to save these people. Everywhere they need to secure the people first, the victims, the prisoners. They need to save them first, or secure them in a zone before attacking. And that's very difficult. It does happen on Mars, on the Moon, on Phobos, on Deimos. On Ceres it was a bit more faster. So you need to know that this is not as easy as it would seem. It's not a Rumble movie. It's very complex. Updating the situation, I would say that, following the Jupiter agreements, there has been a lot of logistics developed on the Moon. Well, you can follow all the updates Valnek gave to Megan Rose. She explains this very much in details, especially in a video with Michael Sala. On the Moon there has been facilities developed to build the new Starfleet, new medical facilities and everything is going to soon be available on Earth. It has started already. You find beds in a lot of hospitals now. The future has already started, because the baddies have lost. It's the last cleansing. We are now similarly like at the end of World War II, where the altar agreements have been made for the after victory, and it's just last bits of cleansing that needs to be finished the job. So I will recommend to follow Dr. Michael Salem, Exopolitics. He is a great researcher and he's very attentive to everything that's happening to confirm the intel he is given. Q. Are there any soul traps left on Earth to force reincarnation? No. There was a big one on the moon, broadcasted from the moon. There was something on Saturn as well. But that's been dismantled, and the one on the moon as well. So that's it. We are free. The Mother Hive computer that was supposed to activate all the remote control and the satellites, the grid of satellites from the Dark Ones in orbit of Earth, all has been dismantled. The Galactic Federation has taken down all the bad satellites. So all of this is coming together. 461. About fear. Solar Flash. I'm going to talk a lot about fear tonight, because it is something that the Deep State uses a lot to control us. And there is a lot of people that have been used to spread this fear narrative. And fishers started a few years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago. People have been groomed and prepared and sent here to first gain trust. And then all at the same time change narrative. You can really feel it with every one of them. You will recognize these people. They were first giving scientific information or information that could be verified and they are true. Then they gained the trust. And once people were really trusting them, they were all activated and they start to spread the same narrative of doom and gloom. That we are not winning, that the Galactic Federation is evil, that it doesn't or it doesn't exist. Or a lot of crap like this. Also talking about fearful things, fearful events, that we're all gonna die, we need to evacuate the planet. There are also psyops that have been developed to really lure people to take them away from their own awakening and path. It's like, you know, when you awaken, some people are butterflies, they are going to just fly away in the sun and do their life and be a butterfly beautiful. But some people are moth, and the moths are, you know, be a butterfly, and the moth can be transformed into a butterfly. You are butterflies. Don't act like a moth. Act like a beautiful day butterfly. Because the moth, why? If you are starting to behave like a moth attracted by the most shining light, and the word light is used a lot by Thesa people, believe it or not, and you're going to see like something very seducing and like a cult of personality, be it the person or be it the beings. This person channels like Ashtar or Saint Germain. I was talking about this guy or even Archangel Michael, who is really a real archangel. But do you think that Archangel Michael has time to be the private guy that channeled two different humans? This guy is really bussy. So these cults have been suddenly, it hovers your attention and you're not going to take care of your own self, your own awakening, because it is all about you. Going within. You have all the answers within. You are the butterfly, you are the cocoon. You need nobody else to transform you. You do it yourself. That's the thing, that's the alchemy. Do it yourself. Be a butterfly, don't be a moth, don't look at the most shining light. Be yourself and fly. Don't care about shining lights, fly and do what you have to do. Be a butterfly. So a lot of fear has been used. They would say to people, oh, there's gonna be like a cataclysm, ice event or cosmic event, and the Galactic Federation or Ashtar is going to save everyone. No, only a selected group of people. Those who have been nice have done their homework. Looks very much like Christianity thing, like be nice and you'll be saved. But you cannot take hits, like distress emotional. You know, that's Montauk, that's the three letters agency, how they do dot, that's how they do. You have all the answers within yourself. I think something very well done, very well prepared is something that makes people talk a lot and think a lot. It's the solar flash. Well, you know, I this is a me choice to think it will not happen. But I leave it to you, feel to your heart. This is why I believe it will not happen. I am not a scientist. I just know what I know. And I share with you what I believe, and up to you to make up your mind. So you know the solar cycle. The sun has solar cycles.